think the book of Ecclesiastes at least needs to be read the first week of January.
我认为我们应该在一月的第一个礼拜读《传道书》这本书。
Because we see here in the book of Ecclesiastes a frustrated person, a discouraged person, trying to explain life.
在我《传道书》里面，我们看到有一个非常泄气的人，他想要来寻找什么是生命。
And I particularly like it because the author Solomon goes through all of the different types of things that we try to experience and find in life and decides sort of philosophically and through his mental that all is vanity.
我喜欢的是因为所罗门他想尽各种办法来寻找这个生命的答案，他用他的智慧，用他的头脑来思想这件事情，但是发现一切都是虚空。
So let's just look in the first chapter in the first verse.
让我们看第一章第一节。
Excuse me, the eighth, first chapter in the eighth verse.
第一章第八节。
All things are full of labor, man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing.
万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
But there is a response to that verse in Psalms
107:15. 在诗篇107篇第15节有对它有一个解答。
The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing.
眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
But Psalms 107 verse
9.
Verse 9, I think I said the wrong verse to you. For he, God, satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足喜，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
And then a very familiar passage in Ephesians.
在以弗所书一段很熟悉的经节。
Ephesians 5:22.
以弗所书第五章二十二节。
I'm going to read this and everyone can just silently follow in your own Bible.
我来读这段圣经。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are the members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. 1 Peter
3.
And I'm going to read the first six verses. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. Second verse, 1 Peter 3. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy woman women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and not afraid with any terror. Father, we're reminded again that it's only you who can illuminate the Word of God. And we want to thank you right now for anointing both the speaking and the hearing. And we truly might hear from heaven. Thank you in Christ's name. Amen. As the new year has been upon us this last week, I have been arrested with the thought, you will not find light in life. You will not find life with a capital L in life. Small L. Now, I don't know how that is coming out in the translation. You can say that. You cannot find or have eternal life. I should say it this way. You will not find eternal life in this life. And yet, ever since Eve looked at that tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, man has been attempting to find life, God's life, real life, eternal life, through life. And a classic example of this is when you read the first four chapters of Ecclesiastes, and we see there Solomon's attempt to try to find joy, God's life, satisfaction in the various things in life.
在一个很典型的例子里面，就是在我们可以读《传道书》的前四章，我们就看到所罗门王他在一切今生的事上要寻找永远的生命。
There, Solomon makes a list in Ecclesiastes of the things that he has pursued in this life.
他在这段圣经里面，他就列出一些事情，他是在他今生里面追求的。
One of the things that Solomon had was homes.
就是他的家，其中一个就是他的家。
And these weren't just normal homes; these were palace-type homes.
它并不是一个普通的家，乃是像宫殿式的家。
Most of us would like to just have one home paid for.
我们至少觉得我们有一个房子付清了就好了。
But Solomon had homes.
但是所罗门王他有许多的房子。
He also had vineyards.
他也有葡萄园。
He had gardens.
他也有花园。
And take note, I'm making all of these words plural.
对，这些都是多数的。
Vineyards, gardens.
这些葡萄园、花园都是多数的。
Orchards. Orchards.
果园，它有许多的果园。
Fruit trees, and the Bible says, of all kinds.
它有各式各样的果树。
You know the pride that we take in our little garden?
我们有一个小花园，我们就非常骄傲。
And how boastful we are of our little tomato plant.
我们有一些番茄就很骄傲。
And some of us have tried to raise citrus in Houston, and we get this scrawny little orange tree, and then every third year we get a frost, and it goes.
我们想要栽种那个橘子树，然后虽然非常的瘦弱，而且每三年一次若是有那个冰冻的话，我们就这个树就死了。
And Solomon had also figured out a way of controlling the environment by having a great irrigation system.
所罗门王正是有非常好的灌溉系统。
But he was not only on the flora side, he was also on the fauna side and had many flocks.
他也有许多的牛羊。
Again, plural, flocks of goats and sheep.
他有许多的牛羊，这都是多数的。
Herds of cattle.
他有, 成群的牛群。
Silver and gold.
它也有金也有银。
And sometimes it's interesting to read, just the amount of gold and silver.
我们若是读到它有所拥有的金银的话，实在是让我们很惊异。
We've all, or many of, I think, have gone to museums, particularly in the Smithsonian, and you see the treasures that have been, given from kings and heads of state from other countries.
若是在博物馆里面看会看到一些从外国进贡的一些金银首饰。
Bible says that Solomon had a museum of just gifts from kings and provinces around the world.
所罗门王他有一个博物馆，就是仅仅陈列这些从外国进贡的这些金银财宝。
It says that he had both male and female musicians.
他也有男女男的和女的唱歌的。
And I was thinking of the amount of money and even time we spend on music in our home.
我想到我们。在我们家里面的音乐系统里面所花的金钱
，and yet 3,000 years ago, one man had male and female singers in person at his disposal at all times.
在三千年前，有一个人，他有唱歌的男女在他在专门为他唱歌。
And it doesn't matter how sophisticated our CDs and music systems become, they will never match live music presentation.
不管我们音响的系统是多么的好，都不能够与现场的表演相比。
And it says that Solomon had musical instruments of all types.
而且他有各式各样的乐器。
Servants, both male and female.
他也有男仆，也有女仆。
Wisdom above all wisdom.
他甚至有超过一切的智慧。
It says that he excelled more than anyone before him time.
没有一个人在他以前有他这样的智慧。
Now, if you just think even briefly of people like Abraham, Moses, David, that is quite a statement to say that he excelled more than anyone before his time.
若是我们想亚伯拉罕、想摩西或者是大卫，然后再想想这句话，在他以前没有一个人像他这样有智慧的话，这实在是一个非常强壮的句子。
But as we read the book of Ecclesiastes,we see that Solomon could also testify he did not find life in life.
在我们读传道书的时候，我们就会发现，所罗门王他也证实这件事情，在今生的生活里面找不到真理。
And this is why I think it's such an important book to read at the beginning of the year.
因此，我觉得在一个新年的开始的时候，这是一个非常重要的书，我们应当读的。
Often many of our resolutions, many of our desires, many of our wishes have to do.With life, with a small L.
因为我们所有新年的新希望都是与这个今生的生命是有关的。
We want health.
我们要健康。
Prosperity.
我们要富足。
These are just the natural things in life that we desire.
这是一个很自然的事情，我们所想要得到的。
In order to find life, capital L, God's life, eternal life, where do we start?
我们若是要寻找神的生命，永远的生命，那我们要从何开始呢？
Well, I think one place to start is in this word vision.
有一个可以开始就是在意象里面。
And during the year, this past year, many times, we have shared on this subject, the heavenly vision.
在过去的一年中，多次我们交通到天上的意象。
And I think all of you remember, And if not, I'll just quickly refresh your memory that one Sunday where we took a panoramic view of the heavenly vision.
有一个主日早上，我们曾经讲到天上的意象是用一系列的图画来解说。
And we use many examples in the Bible to show what was in God's heart.
用了许多在圣经里面的例子来显明神的心意是什么。
What is the thing that God is centered on?
神所注意的事情是什么？
And we gave the example of the ark.
我们说到约柜。
And the tabernacle.
我们说到会幕。
And we spent some time on the city, and specifically Jerusalem.
我们说到圣城新耶路撒冷。
And we looked at the temple.
我们看见圣殿。
And then the one new man.
然后我们看见那个一个新人。
And then we looked at the word family.
我们又谈到家庭。
And the word body.
身体。
The word church.
教会。
And finally, the bride in the New Jerusalem.
最后就是新妇和新耶路撒冷。
And in looking at all of these, this panoramic view, we saw that they were really very similar in nature.
在看这一切一系列的图画中，我们看见他们都是非常相似的。
Basically, that God wanted a people.
基本上就是神要一般人。
That was would be a match or would complement His Son.
能够与他的儿子匹配。
And this past week, when we had a special meeting, our brother on three of those.
在过去一个礼拜，在特别聚会里面，我们的弟兄花了三个晚上讲到三件事。
Amplifying what is on God's heart.
说明了神的心意是什么。
And the first thing he spoke of was the new man.
第一个就是他说到的新人。
That is the most precious thing to the Lord.
这是神所最宝贵的。
To the Father.
天父所最宝贵的
is that one new man, and that's our Lord Jesus.
就是那个新人，就是主耶稣基督。
And then the second message, he talked upon the city.
第二天晚上，他就讲到圣城。
And so we won't go into that this morning.
我们今天就不再讲。
And then the third was the land itself, our heritage.
第三天就讲到圣地，就是我们的产业。
And all three of those happened to be part of that panoramic view that we looked at during
1992. 这都是在我们去年所看的一系列图画里面的一部分。
But if we're going to experience life in 1993, where do we start?
但是若是我们在1993年里想要经历生命的话，我们要从哪里开始？
And this morning we would like to...Use an illustration.
今天早上我们要用一个例子。
It's part of the heavenly vision.
也是天上意象的一部分。
In fact, I believe it's probably the first thing in the Bible that starts to give us an idea of what is on God's heart.
这乃是在圣经里面第一个让我们看见神的心意是什么的。
Probably one of my favorite verses. Let's look at it. Genesis 2:18.
对，创世纪。第二章十八节，这是我最喜欢的一节。
It seems like I start so many sharings with this particular verse.
我许多的交通都是从这一节开始。
Because in this verse we see right at the outset of the Bible what is on God's heart.
在这一节圣经里，我们就看到神的心意是什么。
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable."To him.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
God has always had it on his heart to have someone to complement himself.
在神的心意里面，就是有一个他要一个人能够来帮助他。
And through the Bible, we have then this example, marriage.
在整本圣经里面，我们一直看到一个例子，就是婚姻。
And so.This morning, as a starting point for 1993 on how can we experience God's life, there must be a marriage.
我们在1993年开始的时候，我们要如何来经历神的生命，就是从在婚姻里面经历。
All of us are in this room this morning. All of us are breathing. We have life because of a marriage.
在座每一个人，我们能够有呼吸的气息，我们有生命，这都是因为这个婚姻的关系。
Our parents were married, and out of that marriage came life.
我们的父母结婚，就产生了生命。
Marriage is a picture of God's heart.
婚姻就是神心意的一个图案。
I believe if we can understand God's idea of marriage.Then we can understand how to have life in
1993.
By understanding marriage, we can enter into God's purpose this year.
能够明白婚姻，我们也能够进入，今年我们也能够进入到神的的目的。
To begin with, what...are the characteristics of marriage.
开始我们先来看 在婚姻里面的一些特性是什么。
And out of these passages that we read in Ephesians and 1 Peter, we're just going to look at some of the things that constitute marriage.
从以弗所书跟彼得前书这两段圣经里面，我们要来看构成婚姻的一些因素是什么。
One of the first things that we see as we read those chapters is there is this leaving of parents.
第一个我们就看到要离开父母。
And in our spiritual life, if we're to be married with the Lord Jesus, there is this turning around and going in His direction.
在我们属灵生命里面，我们若是要与主耶稣有婚姻的关系，我们必须要转过头来要离开。
This morning we saw the contrast between Abraham and Lot.
今天早上我们已经看到亚伯拉罕和罗德的他们一个对比。
One partly left and one fully left.
一个是完全的离开，一个只是一半的离开。
One rejected the path and followed Christ, and the other, there was a match.
一个是完全的拒绝他过去的生活，而且全新的跟随主。另外有一个就是有混杂。
One of the most beautiful stories on marriage is Ruth, the book of Ruth.
一个最美丽的一个婚姻的故事就是路德的故事。
And we see where she, as a Moabitess, left.
我们看见他是一个摩亚人，但是他离开。
Because she says, your God is going to be my God.
因为他对他的婆婆说，你的神就是我的神。
So we see that leaving is one of the important characteristics in marriage.
所以我们看见这个离开在婚姻关系里面是一个非常重要的一个重要的特性。
And in a very practical way, even our own earthly marriages, this principle is very important.
即使在我们世上的这个婚姻的关系里面，这个原则也是非常的重要。
We leave our two separate paths and we become one, something new.
我们离开我们过去两个不同的背景，在一起，成为有一个新的开始。
There's a tendency to drag in a little bit from the lady's side and a little bit from the man's side, and you sort of have this mixture, and it's not new. It's not the new couple.
我们常常把我们从妻子这一边的跟丈夫那边的都一点东西都带进来，而没有一个完全新的开始。
Like you need to learn how to cook like my mom.
或者是他就说你应该像我母亲一样那样会煮饭。
That doesn't work.
那个不行的。
The second thing, and two weeks ago we spent 1 hour on the subject, and that is in marriage there needs to be commitment.
在两个礼拜以前我们已经谈到这一点。第二点就是我们要有一个信任。
And the question in 1993 is, who are we committed to?
也在1993年，我们的问题是说，我们要把自己信托给谁？
Are we committed first to our work? Are we committed to the Lord first?
我们是先把我们自己交在我们的工作里呢，还是我们把我们自己完全信托在主的手里？
Are we committed even to something good like our family or even church work? Or are we committed to the Lord Jesus Christ?
是把我们自己交托在一些好的事情上，我们的家庭或者甚至是教会的工作，还是我们把自己交在主的手中？
Commitment is something that we mentioned 2 weeks ago is very much lacking today.
在信托这件事情上，我们交通过是非常的缺乏的。
We're committed up to a point.
我们只会信托到某一点。
And I remember that being one of the first thoughts that entered my mind when my wife went to be with the Lord 4 months ago.
在我妻子4个月以前去到主那里去的时候
and that was had God changed
我第一个想到就是神改变了吗
was the God that we had been sharing the last 20 years had he changed
我们过去20年所一起交通的那个神他改变了吗
was he still love
还是他仍然爱我呢
had he made a mistake
他是不是做错事了呢
Commitment is the thing that takes us through.
只有这个信托才能够把我们带过去。
Someone said late, I think it was around midnight, New Year's Eve, to me. In fact, it was the first word I think that was said to me shortly after midnight. Well, 1993 has got to be better than 1992 for you.
1993年刚刚过那个12点的时候，有一个人就对我说，我想1993年会比1992年对你更好。
And I thought about that for a minute, and the first thought that came to my mind, no, because God is exactly the same, and He provided grace and mercy during last year, and He's going to provide grace and mercy in 1993.
第一个思想我有就是不是的，我们的神是不改变的。他在1992年给我的怜悯和恩典，在1993年他照样要给我。
His love is not going to increase in 1993. It's already maximum.
他的爱也不会在1993年更增加，因为已经到了最高点了。
And as we commit to him, then we'll experience that love.
当我们把我们自己更多信托在他里面，我们就能够经历更多他的爱。
Also in marriage, we see that there are two.
在婚姻关系里面，我们也看见是要是双方面的。
There is no more individuality.
再也没有单独的。
As I commit to the Lord Jesus, I am not my own.
当我把我自己信托给神的给主的时候，我再也不是属于我自己。
There is someone else to consider.
有对方我需要来考虑的。
And that's the Lord himself.
那就是主他自己。
And even in our earthly marriages, we know that there is now someone else.
即使在我们地上的婚姻也是这样，因为现在有对方。
Even though we become one, it takes those two people to become one.
即使是我们已经合一，但是我们还是需要由双方才能够产生这个合一。
Fourthly, in marriage, we have this word authority.
第四个，在婚姻关系里面就有主权。
And authority is one of those words that is not really liked by many of us.
我们大家都不太喜欢这个词。
You know, authority is a wonderful word.
这个主权是一个很好的事。
I know in Houston, a good illustration of authority is when we get these heavy downpours of rain.
在 Houston, 这有个最好的例子就是当我们有这个倾盆大雨的时候。
And you come to an intersection and the light is blinking in four directions.
你到了一个十字路口，那个灯都在闪。
There is no authority.
那边没有主权啊。
This side over here thinks that they're in charge. This side over here thinks that, and this side thinks they're in charge.
大家都认为他们是在做主的。
And just a little simple thing of a green and a red light establishes authority.
即使一个简单的红灯跟绿灯就产生了一个主权。
And the Lord, as we read in two places this morning, has given us the idea of authority.
在我们两处的圣经里面，主都让我们看见这个主权这件事。
And yet, this authority is often abused.
但是我们常常却滥用了这个主权。
And as a result of the authority being abused, we throw out the whole concept of authority.
那因着这样的滥用，我们就把这个主权这个思想完全的丢掉了。
One of the things as we begin, some of you have taken on thoughts of reading the Bible through this year, is to remember that God is the authority.
当我们在读圣经的时候，我们要记得一件事情，就是神是主权的。
And as we read, to be willing to obey the authority.
当我们在读的时候，我们就要有一个甘愿的心来遵守这些。
No marriage will be established with Christ without accepting that authority.
若是我们不愿意接受那个主权，我们就不能够与基督有一个婚姻的关系。
But knowing that there is authority is not enough. There also needs to be what? The response, which is obedience.
单只是知道这个主权并不够，我们还要有顺服。
Obedience is one of those things, I think, brothers and sisters, that is very honorable and not to be despised.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得顺服是一件非常值得我们尊重的事情，不是让我们轻看的。
In our society, even saying that word today, is distasteful to people.
今天在我们的社会里面，即使说这个字都是令人很憎恶的。
It's a great word.
这是一个很大的。
And obedience leads to the next word in our marriage, submission.
顺服就带进了一个完全的顺从。
So we're beginning to build a progression here.
我们在这边建立了一个渐进的层次。
Authority.
有主权。
Obedience.
有顺服。
And obedience leads to submission.
那顺服就带进了顺从。
A servant attitude.
乃是一个仆人的态度。
Another one of those words that that is not accepted today.
这都不是今天我们所愿意接受的事。
To be a servant is a demeaning thing.
做一个仆人是一个很低的事情。
And yet as we study the life of Christ, we see it's the greatest thing in the world.
但是当我们读主耶稣的故事的时候，却发现这是一个最伟大的。
We even know in a human standpoint, to be a servant to help someone is really very enjoyable.
即使在一个人的情形下能够以一个仆人的身份来帮助人是非常喜悦的。
And yet we have been deceived by the enemy that to be a servant, to be a servant, a doulos of the Lord Jesus is a sign of weakness.
但是一个撒旦的蒙骗我们，我们认为说是要为着主耶稣基督成为他的一个奴仆，是一件
It's not a sign of weakness, and it's the only way in which this marriage with the Lord Jesus will come about.
但是这并不是一件软弱的事，乃是一件唯一的事情，能够让这个婚姻的关系成立。
And if you are not making the application, it's the only way that a marriage between a man and wife will work out.
也只是唯一的方法，能够让我们在地上的婚姻夫妇之间能够成功的。
Now, just because it says in the two passages that we read this morning that the wives are to submit, husbands are also to submit.
在我们读的两处圣经都说到妻子要顺服丈夫，但是同样的丈夫也要顺服妻子。
Who started the submitting in our relationship in our marriage with God?
在我们的以前的婚姻关系里面，是谁开始先顺服的呢？
Who was the one that yielded to obedience? Who submitted?
是谁先顺服呢？
The Lord Jesus.
乃是主耶稣。
So men, bringing it down to our level.
人把它放到我们的程度。
We can learn something from this.
我们就可以从这边学到一些。
The Lord Jesus humbled himself.
主耶稣降卑他自己。
You know, and please excuse me for using examples regarding my own marriage.
请你原谅我，我用一些从我自己婚姻的里面的一些例子。
But if I have one regret in those 28 wonderful years,
在我28年的婚姻里面，美丽的婚姻里面，若是有一件事情，后悔。
Is that it took me so many years to listen to my wife.
就是花这么多时间，我才开始听我的姊妹。
And it's only been in the last few years where I realized she had tremendous input.
在过去的几年我才发现他有许多的重义。
And the Bible many, many places, even in Ecclesiastes, says the importance of being a listener.
在圣经里面常常说到，甚至在传道书里面就提到说能够做个听话的人是非常重要。
And with that listening, respond.
听着听才能够有所反应。
Not having this attitude of,the other person, in this case the wife, thoughts do not count.
常常我们认为做妻子她的想法不算什么。
But we forget the past.
我们要忘记背后。
And we move forward.
我们要努力面前。
And hopefully from those lessons that we learn, we will learn to submit to one another.
盼望因着这些的例子，我们能够来学习彼此顺服。
We have authority, we have obedience, we have submission, and submission leads to love.
我们有主权，有顺服，有顺从，那顺从就带进了爱。
You know, love just doesn't come out of the sky.
爱并不是就从天上这样子从天而来。
We usually try to get love way up there at the beginning of this thing.
我们常常在开始的时候把爱放在开始的时候。
But without recognizing the Lord Jesus as authority and obeying that authority and without submitting to that authority, there will never be love.
但是我们却没有发现，若是主耶稣是有主权，若是我们不顺服那个主权的话，我们就不会有爱。
We often say, well, if we could just get enough, a few more songs with love in them, then we would generate some love for the Lord.
我们认为说我们只要唱一些爱的诗篇，我们就能够产生对主的爱。
There's a price to pay, and it comes through this sort of chain: authority, obedience, submission, and love.
这是有一个代价要付的，要从主权、顺服、顺从，然后才带进。
Brother Dana Condon has a tape. It's called Garments of Praise, and in one of the songs, he gives this outline.
在 Dana Condon 他的一个录音带里面，他就有一首诗就讲到这件事情。
You know, all of us think we understand the word love.
我们都以为我们明白爱。
Well, if we understand God, then we do probably have an understanding of love.
若是我们真正认识神的话，也许我们就真的认识爱。
Because it's one of the names in 1 John 4:16 given for God.
这
Probably one of the first verses that our children learn. What is that word? God is love. God is love. And yet we try all different types of ways without God to experience love. We want love, so we give gifts at Christmas time so people will love us. And yet there's not one of us in this room that possess love. Because love, agape love, real love, unconditional love, originates with God. And if you're wondering what this love really is, read 1 Corinthians 13, 4th, 5th, 6th, and the 7th verses.
如果你真正要知道这个爱是什么话，请你读哥林多前书第13章第4、第5、第6、第7节。
There has to be, God desires that there be a love relationship with Him.
神愿意有一个我们与他有一个爱的关系。
In fact, this is, starts way back in the Shema. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And that very phrase is what is a key thing in God's heart. Another thing in our marriage, with the Lord Jesus, as its characteristic of it is a giving, not a getting spirit.
在我们与主耶稣的一个婚姻的关系里面，另外一个特性就是乃是给，而不是要想要得着。
And again, the Lord Jesus Himself established this principle in giving Himself.
主耶稣他自己就成为那个我们的一个例子，他把他自己给了我们。
He came to give, not to give.
他来是要给，而不是要得着。
I hope following the practical application in our daily marriages.
我希望我们在我们每天的婚姻生活里面，也来顺着这个实力走。
A marriage that is growing is a giving, not a getting marriage.
一个婚姻能够成长，乃是一个能够给的婚姻，给的，而不是一个得着的。
The ninth characteristic that we're going to discuss this morning and share is marriage to the Lord is always a new thing.
第九个特点就是一个都是新的，都是新鲜的。
It's it's always romantic in nature.
在它的天性里面都是非常罗曼蒂克。
I hope no one thinks that I'm being irreligious when I use such a word.
当我用这个词的时候，我希望你们不要认为我是很不属灵的。
Romantic really means a passionate love affair.
这就是一个我们对主有一个非常一个情爱。
And when we fall into the trap of ritual,
当我们落到一个仪文里面的，a
system, a program,
或者我们落到一个组织的里面的时候。
Something that's organized rather than organic.
有一些乃是靠着组织，而不是一个有机体的时候。
Something that has the hand of man in it.
是有人的手在里面。
It loses its newness.
就失去了它的新鲜。
Anytime we come around the Lord's table, there should be a difference in that coming, in what happens, than even the week before.
在每一次我们来到主 桌子面前的时候，我们要与我们上一个礼拜的情形是有点不一样的。There
will be a difference in our prayers.
在我们的祷告要有不一样。A
difference in the songs that were sung.
在我们所唱的诗歌也有不一样。I
remember 2 weeks ago, where from 9:30 until 20 till there were spontaneous for 10 minutes, a variety of courses that were sung.
在两个礼拜以前，我们在播饼的时候，差不多有十分钟的时候，我们有许多不同的诗歌在唱出来。Often
our romance with the Lord becomes dull because we fall in the trap of doing the same thing over and over.
因, 着我们总是做同样的事情，我们与主之间那种亲爱的关系就变成很迟钝。
We, the body, have come out of Christ.
我们这个身体乃是从基督来的。
The woman in the garden came out of the sight of man.
园中的女人是从男人的身上出来的。
Just as every believer in this room has come out of that side, that pure side of the Lord Jesus.
在我们在座的每一个信徒都是从主的肋旁出来的。
And the Lord Jesus, being the instigator, the foundation of this thing, wants to make it exciting, wants to make it new every day.
主他自己是这个创始的人。他愿意这些事情都是每天都是新鲜的。
But when man begins to ritualize things, then it becomes dull.
当人要把这些事情变成一个仪文式的时候，这些就变成非常的迟钝，没有意思。
I'm so glad that the Lord used marriage as an example to teach us what His heart is all about.
我实在是很感谢神用婚姻的关系来教导我们他的心意是什么。
Because here again we see.In our own marriages, how dull they become.
因为在我们的婚姻里面，我们也看见它常常会落入一个非常乏味的情况之中。
We fall into little traps of ritualism.
我们常常落入那仪文的陷阱里面。
Husband gets ready to go in the morning. He goes over. He kisses his wife. If he had kissed the refrigerator, it wouldn't make any difference to both of us.
当丈夫早上出去上班以前说，他就亲。亲他妻子，他也许他那个没有感觉，所以亲冰箱也是一样的。
Neither are affected one way or the other.
一点都没有感觉。
Because it has become dull.
因为那已经变成非常乏味。
The man comes home, sits down beside the television until time to go to bed.
丈夫回来就坐在电视机前面，一直坐到他要睡觉的时候。
There's no sharing, there's no growing, there's no life.
在里面没有交通。也没有成长，也没有生命。
And yet, with God in us, there can be life.
但是若是有神在我们里面，那就有生命。
Some of you are thinking about marriage. Let me say, start with God.
若是你们在考虑婚姻的话，要从神开始。
The honeymoon will end if you don't.
若是你不这样做的话，蜜月很快就结束。
But that's not God's intention.
但是那不是神的心意。
God's intention, even in the natural, we had the example this morning of Bashan. We can have the fruit of Bashan.
就是以巴山这个例子，我们能够有那个巴山的那些食物。
Our marriages can be alive and living thing.
我们的婚姻也能够成为一个非常非常活泼有生命的。
So can going to work tomorrow morning.
一样的也是我们的工作。
It can be a going on with the Lord.
能够与神一同同行。
The next characteristic of this word marriage that we say in this chapter is the originality.
在另外下面一点的特性就是是有创造的。
My being married to Christ is unique.
我与基督的婚姻。是一个非常特别的独特。
Your marriage with the Lord is unique.
你与基督的婚姻的关系也是独特的。
It's not to be gotten from one of those books.
不是从那一些灵修的书得来的。
It's not to be mimicked.
也不是能够模仿的。
We listen to a person pray and we look at his posture and we say, well, we're going to learn how to pray just like that.
也许我们看到一个人祷告，我们看到他是怎么样子。他外面的表现，我们也就学习他那个外面的表现。
We've already moved into death.
那我们就已经进入到死亡那一边。
There will be no further life.
那边就再也没有生命。
Also in a marriage, we see this word complementary.
在婚姻里面，我们也看见那个互相帮忙的关系，帮助的关系。
Brothers and sisters, can you believe this that we complement God?
你可不可以想到我们能够来
As we shared a couple of weeks ago, really the Lord Jesus is bodiless. He is only a head without a body, without us.
就像我们几周以前所交通的，若是没有我们，主耶稣的他的身体是一个没有身体的，他只是一个头。
In fact, the way we even understand the Godhead is by body life.
所以我们要能够明白这个神性，要经过借着这个身体的生活。
And so there is this complementing.
所以这是有一个互相匹配的关系。
And husbands, in our earthly marriages, the wife is to complement one another.
在我们世上的婚姻，妻子就是成为丈夫的一个匹配。
I think we all know that there are physical differences.
我们都知道他们在身体上是有不同的。
But there is also mental differences, emotional differences, understanding, differences.
在思想，在情感，在他们看事情方面都有不一样。
And our life can really be enhanced by recognizing that in one another.
若是我们能够在对方的身上看见这些事情的话，我们的婚姻关系就能够被加强。
Next, number 12, marriage is an inner, I-N-N-E-R, an inner thing, not an outward thing.
第十二点就是婚姻是一个内在的关系，而不是一个外面的情形。
We read there in 1 Peter, it's not hair, it's not outward apparel, it's not gold.
我们在使徒前书里看到并不只是 外面的辫头发带金饰。
You know what a man wants, ladies?
姊妹们，你知道男人想要什么吗？
At first they might say they want muscle.
也许他们第一个会说他们要有肌肉。
A lot of hair.
或者是有很多的头发。
But after the honeymoon, a man wants a woman's heart.
但是蜜月以后，男人乃是要。
The outward changes.
外面会改变。
But the inward, what each wants.Both man and woman.
但是里面确实彼此都需要的。
I think I can speak for the ladies. I think it's the same thing.
我想对姊妹而言也是同样的事情。
And what is an example of what God wants?
这也是一个神所要的一个例子。
Brothers and sisters, we must be separated from this idea that the Lord wants outward expression.
我们必须要看见一件事，就是要与这个以为神要外面的事物来有一个分别。
We learn this from the Pharisees.
我们从法利赛人那边学到这个。
They did everything right.
他们每一件事情都做对了。
Outwardly, mentally, they did everything right.
在外表上，在他们的思想上，他做的都是对的。
But did Jesus receive them?
但是主耶稣接受他们吗？
No.
No,
Also, in a marriage, there is a spontaneity.
在婚姻里面也有一种自然而发的一个情形。
Do you know what I mean by spontaneous?
你懂我说自然的这个意思是什么吗？
You know a verse 21 years ago that started me thinking towards seeking after God was, out of the innermost being comes these rivers of water.
在20年前有一个经节促使我来更多的追求主，就是从他的肚腹中要流出江河来。
And though I had been a Christian since 1947, I had not experienced this living water coming up, the spontaneity.
虽然我从1947年开始就成为一个基督徒，但是我一直没有经历到这从他肚腹里面流出江河来这个经历。
And I began to investigate how can experience this spontaneous relationship with the Lord.
我开始寻查怎么样才能够与神有一种这种自然的关系。
Well, first of all, brothers and sisters, in acknowledging we don't have it and we can't manufacture it.
第一个我们要认识就是我们没有，而且我们自己不能够制作这种经历。
So if our marriage to Christ and to our mate is to be spontaneous, again, it must come from the Lord.
所以若是我们的婚姻，我们与基督的关系的婚姻，或者与我们在世上的婚姻要这样子自然的话，必须要从神而来的。
You know, it's kind of interesting. I think I've mentioned this before, that as we are dating, we often have this spontaneity.
我曾经提过，在我们交朋友的时候，我们常常有这种自然而然的关系。
There's such a freedom. There's such a enjoyment just in going shopping with our counterpart.
即使我们一起出去购物都觉得是那么的喜乐。
We don't have to have a romantic environment to be in love.
我们不需要一个很罗曼蒂克的气氛我们就才来相爱。
The setting doesn't need to be romantic, the food doesn't need to be anything special, it can just be a bowl of rice and only one set of chopsticks, and it's great.
气氛不需要很罗曼蒂克，食物也不需要很特别，也许只是一碗饭，有一双筷子，那就很好了。
This is what the Lord wants from us as far as our marriage to Him. It's just something that's spontaneous. It's alive. It's living.
我们与基督的婚姻关系里面，神也要我们有这样子非常自然非常有生命的关系。
And very similar to this, the next characteristic is it's not coerced.
在另外跟这个很相近，就是并不是不是有压力的，不是强迫的。
It's very natural.
乃是非常自然的。
Husbands have a way of bullying their wives.
也许丈夫有他的方法要来支配他的。
Women in return have a way of being very clever.
姊妹就会有一个非常聪明的方法。
All are means of manipulating and ways of getting our own way.
都是想办法来得到我们所想要得到。
We try this all the time in our spiritual life with God.
我们常常在我们属灵的生命里面与神之间也是用这样的态度。
You know, you open your Bible in the morning, you read a chapter, you close the Bible, and I've taken care of that part of the day.
我们早上起来打开圣经读一段，然后就把圣经关起来，就说我已经读过圣经了。
Don't have a clue of what it said.
根本就不知道里面讲什么东西。
Does that make God happy?
那样子让神会喜欢吗？
Is God pleased with that?
神会喜悦吗？
We'd be better off if we didn't open our Bible, just got down and says, Lord, this is your day, I am here, you guide me.
我们若是不这样子读圣经，乃是只是跪下来对主说，这是你的日子，求你来引领我，那会更好的。
To embellish, to enlarge though that prayer, we must know what His word says.
或者我们要扩大我们那样子的祷告，我们就必须知道神的话在说什么。
I thought it was good this morning. Our brother mentioned how much there is to dig out. There are so many secrets, and we just looked at just really not even three verses. We looked at a couple words in those three verses this morning.
我们就像我们弟兄今天早上所讲的，这圣经里面有多少东西是我们可以去挖掘的？我们甚至没有读到三节圣经。
And these are all beautiful pictures and facets of our husband. In the book of Hosea, God says, I want to be your husband. Also in a marriage, there's this thing of delighting the Lord. Psalm 34, it says, delight yourself in the Lord.
诗篇34篇说要喜爱耶和华神。
You know what delight means?
你知道什么叫做喜爱吗？
To take pleasure in the Lord.
乃是就是喜欢与主在。
To enjoy the Lord.
来享受主。
And you know what the result is? I will give you then the desires of your heart.
它结果是什么呢？就把你心里所要的赐给你。
You know,We pick up on that last part of that verse real easy. I'll give you the desires of your heart.
我们常常把后面这句话马上就能够明白了。
But it's preceded by the fact of worship, enjoying, delighting in the Lord.
但是在这个之前，我们必须要有一个敬拜，有一个寻求，有一个喜爱耶和华的心。
You know, if we're to enjoy, have a good marriage, even on this earth, we first of all have to.Take pleasure in that person.
若是我们在世上要有一个很美好的一个婚姻，我们必须要先喜欢对方。
We also saw in the passages that we read this morning these words, nourish and cherish.
但我们今天早上也读到这个字，就是保养顾惜。
Nourish means to cause to grow.
保养就是让它能够生长。
Anything that is not growing is what? It's going the opposite direction.
若是不成长的话，就是走一个相反的方向。
This takes work.
这是需要工作的。
It's just like the word training up a child.
就像我们来管教我们的孩子一样。
It's a
是一个18年之间的18年之久的工作。
Or 10-year process or 21-year process, it sort of depends on the individual.
看着个人，也许10年、21年。
But it's going over many times the same thing day in day out.
乃是每一天，都是重复的许多同样的事情。
We must be nourished by the Lord, and you know what's interesting? The Lord gains and is nourished by us.
当我们让从神那边得到保养的时候，神也能够因此得到他自己能够得到保养。
In many places in the Bible, it speaks of God's need to be ministered to by us.
我们在圣经里面也常常看到，因着我们的侍奉，来满足了神的需要。
So we nourish the Lord, and the Lord nourishes and cherishes us.
我们来供应神，神就来保养护持我们。
Also in marriage.There's this word, forgiveness.
在婚姻里面还有一个就是要赦免。
Now, in our marriage with Christ, we don't have to forgive him.
在我们与基督的婚姻关系里面，我们不需要来赦免他。
But there's ample forgiveness on his part towards us.
但是从他那一方面，确实他有许许多的事情需要来赦免我们。
You know, forgiveness in a marriage, in an earthly marriage, would save a lot of divorces.
在世上的婚姻里面，若是我们有赦免的话，能实在是能够挽回许多离婚的情况。
Which one of us has not sinned?
那我们哪一个人是没有犯罪的？
All have sinned and fall short.
我们每一个人都犯罪，都亏缺了。
And therefore, we need God's forgiveness first of all, related to our marriage to Him.
在我们与他的婚姻关系里面，我们需要神先给我们的赦免。
And forgiveness is needed every day.In our earthly marriages.
在我们世上的婚姻里面，我们每一天都需要赦免。
Also, in a marriage, there's this thought, there's this characteristic of increasing.
在婚姻的关系里面，还有一个就是要有增长。
God is always trying to enlarge.
神一直想要来扩充。
We're always entrapped with the thought of keeping things the same.
我们常常把自己落在一个陷阱里面，就是保持现状。
This year is not expected to be like last year.
这今年不应该像去年一样。
God wants us on a higher level in our marriage with Him in 1993.
在1993年里面，神愿意我们与他的关系是在一个更高的地方。
And even in our earthly marriages, there should be an increase of love, an increase of forgiveness.
在即使在我们世上的婚姻里面，我们也应该有更多的有爱的增多跟赦免的增多。
Also in this marriage, number 19 is peace and rest.
在第19点这个婚姻的特性里面，就是有平安和安息。
If you ever feel that you're being separated, becoming divorced from God, it'll show up in this area of peace, lack of peace, lack of rest.
若是你与神的婚姻的关系脱离的话，你就会有没有平安，也没有安息。
When you walk into the kitchen in the morning, brothers, sisters, and you come in the proximity of your spouse, there should be a restfulness in your heart.
当你早上进到厨房的时候，你看见你的配偶的时候，心里应该有一个平安的情形。
Even an excitement of being there, close.
即使能够两个人在那里，就有一个非常的喜悦。
And this is the same with the Lord Himself.
与主自己的关系也是如此。
And number 20.
第二十点。
There is a goal always in marriage.
在婚姻里面有一个目标的。
God's heart is a glorious church.
神的心意就是一个荣耀的教会。
Without spot, without blemish.
没有斑点，没有皱纹。
A glorious body that has been fitted together.
乃是一个荣耀的身体被建造在一起。
Where we recognize that everyone in this room is part of that body.
我们看见在座的每一个人都是那身体的一部分。
Body is the key to the word church.
身体就是教会的一个钥匙。
Any person who is meeting together anywhere where they do not see the idea of body life, it's not a church.
若是任何一个人在任何一个地方聚会，他若是没有看见身体生活这件事情，那就不是一个教会。
It might be a place where there is teaching.
也许在那边，在那个地方有教导。
There might be a place where certain doctrines are discussed.
或者是在专门讨论某一个道理。
It might be a place where people meet on the basis of a particular race.
或者是因着某一种族类而聚集在一起。
I'm thankful this morning that there are several different races, many different cultures here together.
我感谢主，我们今天早上在座的有不同的族类，有不同文化。
Because God's goal in this marriage is a glorious church body.
因为神在这个婚姻关系里面的一个目标就是一个荣耀的教会。
And relating it to marriage, a fulfilled, a complete body.
在因着关系能够成全这个身体。
This morning the question, are you married to Christ?
今天早上的问题就是你是否嫁给人？
Are you one with the Lord Jesus?
你是否与主耶稣是合一的呢？
Jesus, God says, it's not good for man to be alone.
因为耶和华神说那人独居不好。
Are these characteristics, these 20 characteristics that we went through this morning about marriage, are they prevalent in your life?
这些我们所提到的20个特性是否在你的生活中呢？
Who are you married to this morning? Yourself? The world?
你今天是嫁给谁呢？是嫁给你自己，还是嫁给这个世界呢？
What are you pursuing in 1993? The things of the world?
你在1993年你要追求什么呢？是追求这世上的事吗？
Only when we are married to Christ will we have life in life.
只有当我们嫁给神的时候，我们才能够在我们今生的生活里面找到生命。
In 1993, we can have life in life.
在1993年，我们是可以在我们的生活中找到生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。